Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nancy Anderson's here, too. Nancy is one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Work with Passion in Midlife and Beyond. She's founded two counseling firms herself and now has her own private practice. She helps people like you and me understand a little bit more about ourselves and maybe ways that we might be, you know, getting in our own way, and we need to fix that. And she's here to talk to us about something that's a little bit of a touchy subject, and that's the concept of change. Nancy Anderson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Nancy, one of the things I've been saying for over a decade now, since the beginning of this millennia, is that change is not different. Change hasn't changed in thousands of years. A computer is really just a fancy wheel. But the difference in change that's really taken everyone's breath away is the velocity of change. The time between generations of an innovation or an idea or a strategy or a plan, the time between this one and the next one has compressed significantly. The velocity of that has increased to the point where it's taking our breath away, and that's what's gotten everybody so upset, I think. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. And paradoxically, the solution to that is to make sure that you have your mind as quiet as possible most of the time so that you can catch the waves of change that are happening before they overwhelm you. It's like that, to use the metaphor of the tsunami over in Japan, you know,
right.
It just comes in and it washes over everything. And change can be like that if you're not in tune with the signs of it coming. Like there are warning signs now they have when those tsunamis are going to hit so they can get
right.
ready. And it's the same, but unlike, change is going to happen, as you say, whether you like it or not. But what we humans tend to do is resist change. And most of us don't like to admit it, that we're resistant to change. But there is a part of our brain that wants everything to stay exactly the way it is. That's that primal part where if anything moves in the environment, you're supposed to just smash it quick.
Right.
Because it's perceived as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've noticed that with my clients that own their small businesses and they're getting in trouble or they're not succeeding. A lot of times the problem is they're resisting change, but they don't know it. And there's a lot of signs that show you when you're doing that.
Other change experts in our Brain Trust have told us. I think one of the guys who told us this first was Steve Martin, and he said that 2/3 of us resist change at all costs. Only about a third even come close to embracing change. What do you think about that?
Well, he's right because, as I said, there's two parts of our brain. One is the back of the brain where we're like the lizard brain, and the other part of us is more up to date. In the 21st
mm-hmm.
century. So those two are what are colliding. And so fear, the fear of what's going to happen if things change, and that's why if you understand, like, for example, if you're feeling really restless and bored, that's a sign that you're resisting change, that something is happening, you're not quite conscious of it, but all you know is that you're restless or you're bored, and you want to look at that and say, wait a minute, is that a sign that I'm resisting some kind of a change,
mm-hmm.
that my business is no longer satisfying me, my client, something like that,
right.
And then you can catch it. You can catch it.
And is it boredom, or is it just that what we're trying isn't working, and we're tired of fighting it?
Well, it's both. But
yeah.
Boredom means that you already learned something. Because to me, a business is about learning, and a job is the same way. If you've already
right.
learned something, trying to repeat it over and over and over is just so alien to the creative part of the personality. We want something new and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that, let's say, for example, one of my clients was having problems with her customers. And she said, I don't know what it is. They're just all bothering me. And I said, well, maybe you need to upgrade your customer base. See, because
right.
she had outgrown the customers that she was serving and didn't realize it.
Right.
So she needed a higher quality of customer.
Ah.
In other words, somebody who wanted more a finer product than what she was developing. And so what she had to do then was to look at that instead of saying that it was the customer's fault. It was just the wrong customer base. But she hadn't realized how much she had grown since she started her business, that what used to satisfy her didn't satisfy her anymore. So you see, our business customers, our clients, are a reflection of where we are in our own personal growth and also our growth as a business person. Like, for example, the clients that I'm working with now, they would have intimidated the heck out of me when I started my business because they're so sophisticated. Whereas the clients that I began, they matched me. They matched where I was. And so I had to learn to keep my eye on when I was outgrowing my clientele.
Well, see, you're talking about now, and this is, again, and folks, this keeps coming up. If you'll notice, it keeps coming up. Several years ago, I started telling people that because, you know, as you know, Nancy, I've been around a long time. As I said earlier, I once made my living with an Underwood 5 typewriter and carpet paper. So I know from whence we came and where we are. And what I said is that I've decided that in the 21st century, it's still okay to fall in love with what you do. But it's
absolutely
not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Well, that's
and
that's
the how you do it is
that,
where the change is. You don't, if you make, as I've said, if you make shoestrings, you don't have to stop making shoestrings, but you have to change how you sell those shoestrings or how you market them or how you, or maybe the customers that you sell to, right? And that's what you're talking about.
That's right. And you can find that out by just watching these signals of distress, because usually distress is a precursor to change and pain. You know, you're in some kind of pain. Something's not working, and you know that, but you can't put your finger on it. And sometimes that's when you need an objective person to take a look at what you're doing, because we're all too close to our own stuff.
Exactly. You can't solve your own problems. Typically, folks, you gotta have somebody else looking at them.
Well, I'm really fortunate because my clients are the ones that give me the signal that I need to change. Like, for example, when you're having problems with boundaries with people, when they're taking up too much of your time, and you're starting to get tired and fatigued, and you don't even realize that the problem is that you're not pushing back and saying no with your schedule. Mm-hmm. That's another example of change that you need. Maybe you needed to do that when you started with people, is to give them lots and lots and lots of time, but now maybe it's gotten too much and you need to draw some boundaries.
Right.
So, again, it's a matter of subtlety in watching those signals. If you're uncranky, and irritable, and you're noticing that, then the problem goes.
Oh, that's why I'm cranky. I didn't realize that's why I'm cranky. Hey, Nancy,
you're probably tired.
Give us your website.
It's workwithpassion.com.
Workwithpassion.com. That's the title of the book, too, by the way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think men may be more resistant to change than women, and I think I know why, and I'm going to ask Nancy about that when we come back after these messages. I promise you, this next segment will be a lot of fun, and I'm going to try not to get into too much trouble. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.